we're going to start with questions in the room first before jumping to Zoom. Charlie, if you want to kick us off, maybe.
Patrice, can you maybe start us off with your kind of overall thoughts on how that one went? Because it feels like maybe they took their chances and maybe you didn't.
Yeah. Yeah, that's all I could say, pretty much. I mean, the game felt like they started a bit more rhythm, and then once we got going and made some adjustments, we gained some momentum. I mean, I want to say, if it's fair, they won the first half, we won the second half. They just happened to score more goals in the first half than we scored in the second half. So nothing we can do. We just got to keep fighting. So I think your question kind of summarizes it all. Thank you, Charlie.
Any other questions in the room before we jump to the Zoom portion? Brandon?
Pat, you had a lot of family and friends, I think, in the stands. I saw Karim walking around. I saw family for some of your guys as well. Just maybe comment on that as well.
Yeah, I went to university here. I played here. It's home for me, so it's home away, and it feels great to see my wife and kids and so many friends at the stadium. So it's lovely, and you know, it would have been really a great, amazing feeling if we could have shared our first win with them. But I'm proud of the guys with the effort that they brought to finish the game, and that's all we can do. But it was good to be here for sure.
And maybe just a quick follow-up, sort of to Charlie's point there. The late pressure that you guys put on York there for the last 10 or 15 minutes resulted in Telfer of the goal, and the goal line sprawl in the 89th minute. Just maybe comment on what you thought of that sort of passage of play, and maybe what you could have gotten out of it if circumstances were different.
Yeah, they're a good team. They didn't allow us to gain any rhythm, but we knew if we kept the ball, and I think we made something like 500 passes, they were going to tire out. It's not a cold day, but it's warmer for sure. So we just needed to not make the mistakes we made earlier, and We knew the game was going to open up. We knew there would be spaces. We knew that we would wear them out with a lot of side-to-side action. And as I said, you know, you're unlucky to not get the second one, but it just goes back, Brandon, to if you don't score the first goals, you probably have more confidence. Because anytime you take that, you know, just like a boxer, you take that uppercut, you need a few minutes to get yourself back in. And that's what we did. And we got back up and we kept going. So, yeah, it's unfortunate, but we got to take the positives, and we got to keep moving, and we got to keep fighting. We can't feel sorry for ourselves. Thank you.
Any other questions in the room? Robin.
Well, you've had so much luck at this stadium over the years, you and predecessors. Maybe it is hometown players with their backgrounds and that. But this year of not winning here, is that like, you know, not winning at home neither? Is that sort of like, well, everything's going wrong. That's just like that game and plus that one and that one and that one is just like our luck this year?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, Robin, if I believe in luck. We just haven't dealt with the moments. So last year we won our first away game here, yeah, and we tied. So it was great results. But you make your own luck. We just have to be better in the moments in our 18 and in the opposition 18. So unfortunately, it's the same story as we've experienced in some of the games. And we just need to, you know, have a high level of concentration and commitment, and we got to keep going. That's all we can do.
Any other questions in the room before we jump to the Zoom portion of the call?
Okay. Good evening to Halifax. I'm sure that Josh might have a question or two for the gaffer.
Thank you, sir. Of course I do. Hi, Patrice.
Hey, Josh.
Touched on it there a little bit. You know, you guys had a slow start, and then you really came alive in the second half, especially in the final 20 minutes, where, you know, I think we can say that was probably some of the best passing play and energy and execution we've seen this season. Is it, from your point of view, is there anything that you can pinpoint that's the difference between, you know, kind of a tale of two halves?
Yeah, I think, Josh, like, you know, if I was to summarize it, number one, I'm really happy to see Vitor Diaz get on the field, right? And I think, you know, where we are, we're starting to really push and find our confidence. You give up two early goals, you're struggling, but you got to find the belief. We made some adjustments at half. I thought we came out, like, right from the get-go of the second half to get going. And listen, like, part of some of the things that we started to do well was also because York started to get tired, and they had a really good setup. They were organized. They made it difficult for us. So we needed to wear them out, right? And, you know, I think if I'm going to take the positives, there were some great sequences. Lorenzo, it's good to have him back with us. You could see the fluidity that we had with him. And, you know, Thiago and Mass are continuing to get sharper. I thought Probo had a lot of bright sparks. So, you know, we just have to put a full 90 minutes together, Josh, if we want what we're looking for. And it's not just for one game, for the long stretch. That's the challenge for next week, and that's what we're going to aim for, and that's what we want.
Just one more. Sure. And you kind of answered it a little bit there, but one thing I noticed was that Christian Pulisic was left out of the squad today. Is there anything or information that you can give us about that selection?
Nothing that I can talk about right now, Josh, but we needed to give Vitor a run with the team, so we just had to make some decisions based on the game that we're given.
Thank you. That's all for me.
Thanks, Josh.
Thank you, Josh. Any other questions on Zoom, and we can leave Patrice go? Okay, that wraps it up. Coach, thank you very much.
Thank you. Appreciate Thanks, guys. You. Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.
Massimo.
Okay, guys, same rules apply. We'll take questions in the room, and then we'll jump to Zoom. Charlie.
Mass, I guess the same to start off. Kind of, how did you see that one, and you know what maybe was the difference, especially in that first half?
Yeah, I think you know, like you mentioned, it's just a team that took their chance as well. You know, I don't necessarily think we were horrible in the first half. I think some adjustments needed to be made, which we did at halftime. But yeah, you know, when you give teams, good teams, opportunities. And they take them, you put yourself, you know, under the gun a little bit. So, again, a little bit of that feeling that, you know, some things just aren't going our way. But like, you know, Patrice was saying, you can't feel sorry for yourself and just blame that as the excuse as to why things aren't going well. Even if that may be a little bit of the case with how you're feeling, it's not an excuse and you got to keep going. But, yeah, I thought in the second half we were much better and you know, we're really pushing to get a point or even three, you know, in this game.
It's been a bit of a... maybe delayed start to the season for you personally with the kind of injury in the preseason. Just how close do you feel like you're starting to get now to maybe being, you know, at your peak?
Yeah, for sure. It was a little bit of a frustrating preseason for me, which is kind of an accumulation of injuries of, you know, getting healthy from one and then just getting back and getting another little knock here. So, yeah, it was a little bit of a slower start for me and not ideal when you don't get to be involved in preseason. For fitness and a bunch of things, just being sharp. But I definitely feel like, you know, knock on wood, but I've turned that corner and I'm feeling better game by game. So I'm hoping, you know, sooner rather than later, I, you know, feel at optimal ability. No problem.
Brandon.
Just the same thing I asked to Patrice earlier, but, you know, I believe it was shots were 14-5 for you guys. 11 of those for you guys were in the box. Just wondering, sort of in the context of that, just and sort of the last 10 or 15 minutes where you guys had, you know, the multiple chances, what was maybe missing from the clinicalness of, you know, making this game a 2-2 game, for example?
Yeah, I think, you know, obviously we haven't scored as many goals in general this season as we would have liked, and as a team that wants to be considered a front foot attacking style and a team that scores a lot of goals, it's been underwhelming for us, and we know that. And, you know, maybe it's a little bit of just the overthinking and, you know, knowing that we're in that situation and almost trying too hard to get out of it. But at the end of the day, I think in a situation like this, I'm not sure there's something specific that you can point to say, oh, the reason why some of these chances aren't going in is because of X, Y, or Z. It's just a little bit of, you know, gaining some of that confidence and that rhythm that you get one or two or three, you know, we go up in a game, which, you know, we haven't been able to do this year, and we get the first one, and just things like that, which will come. And when they do, I think a little bit of the confidence will come back, and hopefully, you know, the stretches of not, you know, executing and not taking our chances will be behind us.
And just as a quick follow-up to same second question with, you know, remember you guys played for Vaughn, obviously Patrice and Jordan both coach with you guys as well. Number of people in the stands, family, friends, just wondering if you could comment on being able to play in front of them.
Yeah, it's amazing. Obviously, you know, this is home for me as well in terms of having so many family and friends show up to the game. And it really does feel like a home game away from home. You know, again, would have been nice to send them home with their cheering and support, you know, appreciated with a win, including the fans at home in Halifax, which, you know, we all want to give them more, and we all know that they deserve more. But to consistently have their support, even in a situation like this that isn't the best, you know, even if maybe we don't say it too often, it's felt and it's appreciated and it's needed. You know, when a club isn't going through the best moment, you need, you know, family from all over, fans from all over, to kind of make sure they got your back. So it was a nice feeling to have such a home feeling here today.
Thank you, Brandon. Any other questions in the room? Robin, you got one?
Yeah, I guess like your team, or over the years and before you even joined HFX, have always had such good luck here, maybe with family and friends, but just, you know, not getting result. This game, this year, versus other years, you feel like, well, there was this game we didn't get the result, and there was some of the home games and that. It's just that, like, last year where we're getting the points, or I think you open up with 5 ties or something, but with the other teams not tying each other this year, it's like they're opening up a gap. But a long season, you think, ah, well, we'll catch them, we'll get them.
Yeah, for sure. That's definitely the mentality and the thought process. It's early in the season, you know, it's getting to the point now where obviously we need to start getting some results. You know, we're almost the quarter way through, so we're getting kind of to the second round of games now, and obviously we started slow last year, which I think does give us a little bit of belief and doesn't drop our moral too much to know that we weren't too far off where we are this year in terms of points. And we 100% as a team believe that we're going to be in the playoffs. We're going to make it. And, you know, once we find a little bit of rhythm, like we showed last year, that we can get on a hot streak. Just like, you know, we're on a little bit of a cold one now, the same can happen in a better way on the other side of things. So, you know, definitely there's belief there, and I don't think any guys on our team are hanging their head thinking this season's over. You know, we know that it needs to start soon, but we're confident it's going to.
Thank you, Rob. I'm going to jump to Zoom and say probably hello to Josh again if you've got a question or two from us.
Hi, Mass. Sorry for the delay here. I just want to say, you know, how much of a lift is it for you guys on the pitch to have someone like Lorenzo back? I just had a look at his stats or whatever. You know, he's got near 100 touches, 80 passes. Do you think that really helped you guys kind of build in the second half there?
For sure. Obviously, everybody knows it's not a surprise of how important he is for our team with how we want to play, and just a player that can create something out of nothing and just technically so clean on the ball, and he helps in so many different facets of what we do. So obviously getting a guy like that back is big for us. And, you know, I think even statistics won't always paint the full picture of what he brings to us and the confidence that he gives other guys in the team and you know, the club in general. So, you know, it was a breath of fresh air to have him back. The guys who you know, in past weeks did an amazing job, Jeremy Rampy and all the midfielders who played there. But, you know, obviously it's nice to have the full repertoire of guys to really allow us to take that next step, and he's a big part of it.
For sure. And just one more question. Obviously, Ryan Telfer got a big goal today to, you know, bring you guys back into the fight. As a goal scorer, how important is it to kind of get that first one off your back? And you know, what are some things that maybe you can learn from someone like Ryan, who, of course, has a lot of experience?
Yeah, for sure. I think in any season, in any sport, getting off, not even necessarily to a hot start, but just, you know, getting that little bit of, like you said, monkey off the back, where it's not a thought anymore of, you know, when's the first one going to come? Is it the first one going to come? It's a little bit of, you go a little bit more relaxed, less thought into it. And I feel like when that's the case, you also have a higher chance of scoring a couple more and just playing free. So it's definitely something that, you know, I think every attacker thinks of and wants to get over sooner rather than later. And then in terms of learning from him, obviously he's very experienced internationally within club football, and obviously a good player as well. So there's lots to learn from him. And, you know, I think the whole team, especially attackers, try and take little things here and there to help improve themselves and kind of follow his example.
Problem, Josh.
Thank you, Josh. And that wraps you up for tonight. Thanks, Ross.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah. Safe trip home.
Thank you.
Well, hold on.
All right. Thank you.
Two minutes, guys, and
okay.
Tomorrow and.